Dr. Herman I. Lipschitz is a distinguished physician. He's healed and taught at hospitals from Philadelphia to Houston to San Francisco, wearing a white surgical coat with his name on it. Dr. Lipschitz. Given the sensitivities of the FCC, maybe we should make that Lipschitz. There is no joke now running through your mind that Herman Lipschitz hasn't heard. He also served in the U.S. Air Force during the war in Vietnam, wearing his name on his chest, Captain Lipschitz. No one ever told Dr. Lipschitz that someone with a name that makes some people snicker couldn't save lives and serve his country. But when Dr. Lipschitz and his wife tried to get a DSL line installed at their home in Delaware, Verizon refused to accept his name on the account. Dr. Lipschitz told the Philadelphia Inquirer this week that someone on the Verizon helpline in the Philippines said, "We can't install it because your name has shit in it." Now, imagine spending 20 minutes holding on a helpline only to have someone on the other side of the world say, "Your name has shit in it." Apparently, under Verizon guidelines, someone named Adolf Hitler can get a DSL account. Herman Lipschitz can't. A supervisor advised Dr. Lipschitz to alter his name. On principle, he refused. Dr. Lipschitz pointed out that Verizon certainly cashes his checks with the name Lipschitz right on the front. He got to talk to a couple of supervisors who cooed with sympathy and vowed to find a solution. But no one from the company called back. Dr. Lipschitz returned their DSL kit to Verizon, saying, "If I can't use my own name, the hell with them." The doctor told Dan Rubin of the Philadelphia Inquirer that all he wanted, quote, "is for these people to stand at attention to explain themselves. I don't know if you've ever tried to get to Verizon. You cannot get to them." The Verizon policy may make a bit more sense than it seems to with Dr. and Mrs. Lipschitz. The company's probably mostly trying to prevent frat boy pranksters from sneaking lewd words, ha ha ha, into account names. But to be airily and summarily informed by a distant stranger that if you want to do business you'll have to alter your name? How smug. As a character in Arthur Miller's The Crucible exclaims to officials who are about to burn him at the stake, which is how you can feel left on hold with customer service, "I've given you my soul, leave me my name." After the Inquirer made inquiries, a spokesman for Verizon looked into the Lipschitz matter. She said that although company guidelines prohibit including the four middle letters of the name Lipschitz on an account, they would make an exception for Dr. and Mrs. Lipschitz because Lipschitz, after all, is really their name. Sounds like they were brought to recognize a universal truth. Lipschitz happens.
And that's why I will let go till I'm on radio. And when they come to see the sights, that'll be my name spelled right, lighting up Times Square. I'll sit on a flagpole, whatever's the rage, just to get my picture on the front page and just to get my name in lights.
From the original Broadway cast of Boys from Oz, this is NPR News.